college scholarship to the university of your choice. How about one-of-a-kind sports items? Items for your home, your spouse, your children? Then come to the annual Sisters of Mary Mother of the Eucharist Dinner Auction to benefit Spiritus Sanctus Academy. The dinner auction will be Friday, June 1st at the Inn at St. John's on 5 Mile Road in Plymouth. Go to their website right now at spiritussanctus.org or find their link at WDEO's website at WDEO.net. Their website has every auction and raffle item listed. You won't believe the items they have this year. The website will tell you how to purchase raffle tickets now and how to bid on the auction items even if you can't attend the event. So go to WDEO.net or call 734-996-3855. That's 734-996-3855. Spiritus Sanctus Academy, located in Ann Arbor in Plymouth. Affordable Catholic education for all families. And see you at St. John's June 1st.
Holy Communion by St. Peter Julian Aimard. Chapter 9. Method of Hearing Mass by Meditation on the Seven Words upon the Cross. At the Introit, Jesus prays for his executioners. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Ask Jesus to forgive you all your sins, for you are more guilty than his executioners, having crucified him, even though you knew him better. At the prayers, the good thief says to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou shalt come into thy kingdom. And Jesus answers him, Amen, I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. The good thief, in his gratitude, unites his suffering to the suffering of Jesus. Repeat his prayer for yourself, for the hour of your death, and for this present moment. At the offertory, Jesus gives Saint John to Mary for her son. Woman, behold thy son. John is thus to take the place of Jesus as her son, and with him all mankind receives Mary for a mother. Thank our Lord for having given her to you. Pray this good mother to give you her tender love and to guide you in all things to the service of Jesus. At the preface, Behold thy mother. With these words, Jesus gives his mother to be our mother. Thank your loving Savior for the beautiful title of Child of Mary, which gives you a claim to her mother love and to all her goods and possessions. At the elevation, I thirst. Adore Jesus, who, crucified anew upon the altar, prays his Father that he may suffer still more for love of mankind, and cries out to him, I thirst. I thirst for hearts, thirst for thy glory. Slake this burning thirst of Jesus for suffering, for the world's salvation, for reparation to the deeply offended majesty of God, by suffering yourself and making reparation with him. At the Our Father, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Adore the holy and unspeakable desolation of the Savior, suffered by him to expiate your own cruel criminal abandonment of God and his holy law. Promise him that you will never again forsake him. At the communion, it is consummated. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. With these words, Jesus dies. Adore him as, in this holy communion, he delivers into the hands of men his body and blood, soul and divinity, all that he is. Unite yourself with the priest and adore Jesus taken down from the cross and given into the arms of his holy mother. Do you also receive him and press him to your heart? never let him leave you. Chapter 10. Directions for Thanksgiving after Holy Communion. The most solemn moments of your life are those you spend in thanksgiving, when the King of heaven and earth, your Savior and your Judge, is yours, fully inclined to grant all you ask of him. Devote half an hour, if possible, to this thanksgiving, or at the very least 15 minutes. Rather than abridge your thanksgiving, it would be better, if necessary, to shorten your preparation instead. There is no more holy, no more salutary moment for you than when you possess Jesus in your body and in your soul. The temptation often comes to shorten our thanksgiving. The devil knows its value, and our nature, our self-love, shrinks from its effects. Determine, therefore, what the duration of your thanksgiving is to be, and subtract never a moment therefrom without a pressing reason. Thanksgiving is absolutely necessary if the act of communion, so holy, is not to degenerate into a mere pious habit. In the time of thanksgiving, the soul finds opportunity to enjoy the Savior whom it has received and possesses, to pay homage to him for his love, and to taste at the same time the comforting sweetness of this happy possession. This activity is neither a spiritual self-seeking nor the indulgence of a more or less mystical sensuality. It is the fulfillment of a twofold duty, that which we owe to the divine host of our communion, who certainly deserves that we appreciate and enjoy his presence, and that which the soul owes to itself, to find strength and holy joy and gladness in the delights of the richly laden table set forth for it by the heavenly King. You have no heart. You lack all appreciation of what communion means to you if, after you have received your Savior, you remain unmoved and have no word of thanks to offer him. Perhaps you will protest that you are not of a contemplative nature and are incapable of conversing inwardly. Understand me well. This inward conversation after communion does not demand a very high degree of spirituality. If you have good will, Jesus will speak to you, and you will understand his words. For he speaks the language of the heart, which is understood by all. Be therefore most faithful, even scrupulous, where thanksgiving is concerned. Having received Jesus and enthroned him in your heart, remain quiet for a moment, not praying in words, but resting in silent adoration. Like Zacchaeus, like Magdalene, prostrate yourself in spirit with the Most Holy Virgin at the feet of Jesus. Contemplate him, filled with wonder at the sight of his love. Proclaim him King of your heart, spouse of your soul, and hearken to his voice. Say to him, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Lay your heart at the feet of the heavenly King. Offer your will to execute his commands. Consecrate all your senses to his divine service. Bind your intelligence to his throne, that it may never more go astray. Or rather, lay it beneath his feet, that he may press forth therefrom all pride and vanity. Do not disturb your soul so long as it is recollected, at peace in the presence of the Lord. In this gentle slumber on the heart of Jesus, it receives grace which nourishes it, unites it most sweetly to its beloved, and profits it more than any other spiritual exercise. When this moment is past, begin your thanksgiving, for which you may use with profit the four ends of the holy sacrifice, Adore Jesus, who is enthroned in your heart. Kiss in awe his holy feet and hands. Rest upon his heart, which burns with love for you. Praise him for his power. Offer him your entire being as a sign of your adoration and absolute submission. Proclaim him your master, and yourself his happy servant, ready to follow his good pleasure in all things. Thank him for having so honored you, so loved you, for having so enriched you in this holy communion. Praise his goodness and love for you, who are so poor and imperfect and unfaithful. Invite all the angels and saints, the Mother of God also, to bless him and praise him and thank him for you. Yes, thank your dear Savior in the thanksgivings of the Blessed Virgin, which were so loving, so perfect. Be sorry again for all your sins. Weep for them like Magdalene at his feet. Repentant love is always tearful, never thinks it has discharged its debt of gratitude. Make protestation of your faithfulness and love. Sacrifice to him your inordinate affections, your cowardice, your sloth in undertaking anything that calls for self-denial. Entreat of him the grace never to offend him again, and beg of him that you may rather die than commit a deliberate sin. Ask whatever you will, for now is the moment of grace. Jesus is ready to give you his very kingdom. Indeed, to give him occasion to bestow his benefits is to give him pleasure. Pray for the reign of his sanctity in you and in all men. Pray that his charity may fill your heart. Pray for your needs this day and for all who are dear to you. Pray for your priests, for the Holy Father, for the entire Church. Implore the triumph of faith, the exaltation of Holy Church, and peace on earth. Ask holy priests for all peoples, fervent religious, and true adorers of our Eucharistic Lord. Implore the spread of the Eucharistic reign of Jesus. Pray for the conversion of sinners, especially of the ones who most interest your charity. Pray for all who have asked your prayers. Finally, pray that Jesus may be known, loved, and served by all mankind. This has been taken from Holy Communion by St. Peter Julian Aimard. This and other books by St. Peter Julian Aimard, the Apostle of the Eucharist, are available through MMR Publishing. Call toll-free 877-395-2320.
This has been Christian Classics with Teresa Hofer. Listen every Monday through Friday at this time as Teresa continues her great readings and selections from classic Christian literature. Right here on the Ave Maria Radio Network, news and talk for Catholic and other Christians.
Want to get away from it all? The traffic, the hectic schedules, the long distances? Step into a new way of life. Ave Maria, Florida, a new hometown in the heart of Collier County. Replicating a European town with modern luxuries, the children at Ave Maria walk safely to school. Golfers ride their carts around town. And residents have the world at their fingertips. A town center, world-class amenities, retail, health services, public safety, and schools from kindergarten to university are all included in this 5,000-acre town. Ave Maria, Florida invites you to view open models and live in one of the Pulte Homes, DeVosta Homes, or Del Webb Communities. Starting from the low 200s, Ave Maria is the perfect place to call home with floor plans from 2 bedrooms plus den to 5 bedrooms plus den. Visit Ave Maria, Florida today and walk through the models now open. Become a part of history and join the residents this summer as they bustle around town. Call 866-877-1270. That's 866-877-1270. Or visit AveMaria.com.